All righty, let's get back to our false teacher du jour, shall we? This is one. Oh, boy. Jesse Duplantis. This guy's a false teacher deluxe. And now we're going to continue with a sermon that we've been playing on and off for the last 2 hours. Why you aren't blessed, according to Jesse Duplantis, is because you've got a choke spot. Huh? What Bible verse teaches that? What Bible verse teaches that? Where does God have to stop because we can't receive? Where does God have to stop because we can't receive? God has to stop because we can't do something? You mean we have control over God? That's what that said. That's what that quote from him meant. We have the ability to force or restrain God's activity, according to people like Jesse Duplantis. Let's go pick up the sermon. Jesse finished talking to God, and now he's telling you why you aren't rich. And he's going to tell us a little story about his daughter and her inability to be rich. Whatever.
8 years, glory to God. Well, to make a long story short, hallelujah. Ed is the executive director of our ministry. I believe he's in the television truck back there. He came to my house. Jody brought him over. She says, Dad, I want you to meet this guy, Ed. I said, is that his real name? Because we called him Mr. Ed. We didn't want to, you know, give him a horse name. She said, no, his name is Edwin, but everybody just calls him Ed. Oh, Ed was a nice guy, nice fella, bless God. But he had a problem. He wouldn't go home. He stayed home. I woke my eyes. There's Ed. I go to bed. There's Ed. So one time I had Ed come outside. I said, Ed, let me give you a scripture. Oh, yes. The Bible said, withdraw your foot from your neighbor's house, lest he weary with you.
Hold on. Okay, I'm done.
I like that. I just want him to go home. He said, oh, yeah, he just won't be around Jody. Well, they fell in love, bless God, and got married. Everything went fine, glory to God. They rented an apartment for I don't know how many years, had a nice apartment. They, you know, blessed, believing God.
Excuse me. I thought we were going to make a long story short.
That they would buy a house. Now watch this. Chokehold. Watch this. Well, Ed and Jody got together and found a house that they liked, and they bought this beautiful home, blessing of God. So Jody calls and says, hey, Dad, Mom, come over and see the house.
Yeah, can I interrupt for just a moment? That house is a blessing from God. I guess we could say that. But this guy, his theology says that God just pours out houses to certain people because he loves them. I guess he really loves the mafia.
So we tried to go over there. So we drove over there. Now, you got to understand, I see Jody and I see Ed every day in the office, but I hardly ever go to their house. You know, it's not because I don't want to, because I see them all day. You know, it's part of it, because I live a totally different life than most people. I'm constantly gone. Make a long story short, I got dead. Well, Ed took Kathy upstairs to show Kathy the upstairs bedroom, blah, blah, and all this stuff. And Jody says, boy, Dad, you like the house? I said, yeah, boy, Jody, this is a beautiful house. Boy, well, God's blessed y'all. Look at this. Now, there wasn't much in there. There wasn't much furniture or anything in there.
Because,
you know, when
stars.
You buy a house, you spend all the money you got to get in the house. Then you got to believe God for furniture, you know. It's called decoration. It takes a while to get all that done. Well, make a long story short, I'm looking around there, and Jody said, boy, do you like it, Dad? I said, boy, Jody, this is a blessing. I mean, a blessing. I said, God has really blessed y'all. She said, Dad, I want to show you something. So she shows me a magazine article of a rug. One of those Oriental type rugs. She said, you see that rug, Daddy? She said, me and Ed can't buy that now, but we're going to save our money. Then we get our money because, you know, he just bought a house. And he had just bought a car, too. They had just got a car in our house and all that kind of stuff. So that took about all the money they had to get in there. Make a long story short, she said, we're going to save our money. And you know, we get enough money, we're going to buy this rug. I said, how much that rug cost? She said, I think it was $2,000. But $2,000, Joey said.
$2,000.
And she said, boy, isn't that a lot of money? I said, yeah, that's expensive, man. My God. She said, but we really love this rug. Because, you see, she wants to decorate from the rug up. You know, get the colors out the rug, you know. I say, yeah. Now, by that time, Kathy was coming down the stairs. Now, when you've been married to the same woman for 28 years, you ain't got to talk to each other. You just look at each other.
Big mouth, get big rewards.
You just know.
That's his
so
wife.
I looked at her like that, and I did this, she did this, and I said, fine. I said, Jody, tell you what me and your mama want to do. Me and your mama going to buy that rug for you and Ed as a housewarming gift for a blessing. Just want to bless you. She didn't ask me to do that. So she surely couldn't be greedy about receiving it because she didn't ask me for it.
Whoa. She couldn't be greedy about it because she didn't ask me for it. This borders on one of the hermeneutics principles that we've got to watch out for. That all truth is not God's truth. I guess you could wrangle out of that she's not being greedy because she didn't ask for it. But that's not entirely true. Because you can desire it, you can covet in your heart. Just because you don't speak it doesn't mean you aren't sinning. This sloppy, sloppy, sloppy. All right, this guy is finally going to get to the point.
No, Daddy, I didn't show you the article just for you to bother up. No, Daddy, that's a lot of money, Daddy. I can't let you do that, Daddy. That's just too much money. I said, okay. I got my car and I went home. What happened? She's choking. I'm her El Shaddad.
Did he just say what I think he said? I'm her El Shaddad? Did he really say that? Or did he say, I'm her El Shaddai? Either way, if I'm not mistaken, I think that's called blasphemy, Jesse.
I'm her father on the earth. I'm trying to bless this kid. But she can't receive it because she's choking.
Now, you know what the application is. God's trying to bless you, but he can't. You're just blocking God. Don't you get it? You aren't allowing God to bless you. You got to lose the attitude. God, in other words, is at your submission. Do you realize that that is the heresy that is being taught there? God is at your whim, your call. You have the ability to suppress his ability to do whatever he chooses to. Wowza. And we hear that furthermore coming out of these people. How does that work? Well, they devalue God. They bring him down, saying things like Jesus had to go to hell and suffer there too. Oh, boy. And then they try to tell you that you got a little God chunk in you. And if you just start understanding that and speaking it into existence, you've got the power to speak it into existence because you are a little God. Wow. Sorry, Jesse, we don't have any ability to thwart God's plans. We have no ability to thwart his plans. Here, let me just share. This is a quote. I have to read this one to you. I've got some more Jesse Duplantis for you. But let me just read this one to you. This is just stunning. Jesse Duplantis talks to God, apparently, a lot. And this is one of his conversations that Jesse had with God. All right, here. Got it right here. Oh, here we go. This is on Benny Hinn's program in early 2000. This is a quote. I'm going to say something that may sound controversial. Oh, heretical would have been closer. Not long ago, I was in prayer in my own study. And I know the Lord just like you know the Lord. And man, I went in there and I started off my day with the Lord and said, Lord, Lord, how you doing today? It's going to be a great day. So you got to speak it. You got to send that out there. Don't say it's going to be a bad day, because then it'll be a bad day. Because if you send that out there, doesn't this sound like Susan Sarandon or Goldie Hawn would be saying stuff like this? This is Oprah Winfrey, not Christianity. It's going to be a great day, Lord. And I noticed the Lord wasn't acting right, because I know God. You know when your child is not feeling good, right? Hold on. Wait a second. If that analogy is what I understand, you know your child, and when your child isn't feeling right. God is my child? Aren't we kind of getting the roles reversed here in our little... See, the problem is these guys are just speaking off the top of their noggin, and what comes flying out is anybody's guess, including theirs. Benny Hinn says, right. You know when something... You may not know what it is, but he wasn't acting right, for lack of a better term. I know God. I know him, and I know the fullness of his presence, and I know him. Dude, I got to tell you something. If God revealed the fullness of his presence, you'd be squashed, okay? At any rate, back to the quote. And I said something wrong, and this is what I'm saying. It wasn't with me. And then it hit me. I said, Lord, you had a bad day. Now watch this. And by the way, whenever a faith teacher says that you need to watch this, you better watch it indeed, because you got yourself a whopper coming. He says that this is Jesse Duplantis. He said, yeah, my children have been disobeying me. And then it dawned on me. I said, somebody hurt you today. I said, Lord, I don't ever want to hurt you anymore. So, Lord, I'm going to cancel all my appointments and all this stuff that we call ministry, and I'm going to sit here. And I don't know how to say this, God, for lack of a better term. I'm going to sit here till you feel better. Because so many people hurt him that day. Lord, I said, I'm just going to bless you. I'm going to praise you. I'm just going to call your name. And it dawned on me, and the Lord went, thank you, Jesse. Everybody, let's do it together, shall we? This is, let's do the fellowship of deep cleansing breaths. Apparently, God is more human than we are. That's God's more human than we are. Jesse's going to console God because of everybody's disobedience? Hello? Who's called the Comforter? It's not Jesse Duplantis. It's not us. That would be the Holy Spirit, the God of all Comforter. He sent him to comfort us, not for us to comfort him. But now apparently God has to comfort, needs comfort, because he's bummed. And Jesse's just the man to do it. And he's going to get comfort from Jesse Duplantis of all people? I mean, really. First of all, let's start out. No, we got to take a break. Got to take a break. We'll pick this up with Jesse Duplantis. This is just stunning. Stunning. And listen, do you hear the sound? Do you hear the sound of the cash registers ringing, the tills being rung at the Duplantis Ministries? Andrew, can you interpret for me, sir?
Yes. Todd, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I was just, the term they used was a Cajun term. I mean, he's out of New Orleans, but they spent a lot of time in Baton Rouge, which is where my wife is from, and it's a term of it's like my love. You hear it in Hank Williams' song. He uses the same term when he's singing about down on the bayou. It's my wife was with me. She'd say it perfect, but it's like that term that he used is a Cajun term for like my love, my love of my life, or my, you know, my wife or my girlfriend or whatever.
Yeah. And what was the word?
I'm trying to. I lost it now because I'm driving and I've been listening to what he was saying, and I'm not trying to defend Jesse Duplantis because I have it out with him about him all the time.
Oh, you're talking about the El Shaddai thing.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
I'm gonna take a look at it because later. I think he says, I'm your El Shaddai, your Abba Father here on earth. He says it again.
Oh, well.
So
I mean,
you're saying is possible that there's a Cajun word like that, but I got the feeling that he was referring to himself like that. And
well, it doesn't surprise. I mean, I was the one who called last week with a question about the robe, and Christine, my wife, went to college at ORU with Joel Osteen, too. And she was telling me what Joel was like in college when he was at Oral Roberts back in 81.
Oh, wait.
Wait.
You gotta stay on the phone. Can you?
Okay, but hold on. I mean, I don't want to get my people. I go to a small Baptist church and we're very conservative and we generally don't like talk about this kind of stuff. I mean,
you stay on hold. I think it's okay to talk about false teachers and expose them. I'd love to. You can make your call, Andrew. I appreciate your concern about that. But if you'd like to share with us what Joel Osteen was like in college, wouldn't that be something? You've seen him, haven't you? You know who Joel Osteen is, don't you?
Discover the champion in you.
False Teacher Tuesday, Talk the Walk on AM 980, KKMS More, Spirited Talk Radio, and Pete Bush in Traffic. Well, now we know Joel Osteen went to Oral Roberts University for 1 year and dropped out. Ah, no wonder why they don't list his theological credentials on the website. All right, let's get back to Jesse Duplantis, who's telling you that you can't have blessings because, well, you choke on them. You've got a choke place. I think that's what he's telling me. And you just can't handle them. Okay, quick! Quote that Bible verse.
Oh, no, Daddy, no, Daddy. Oh, Daddy, no! So 8 months later, I came back over. I walked in the house. There wasn't much left in there. Still about the same stuff. I walked into our dining room. I said, Joe, are you ever going to put some curtains in this place here? You know, because sheets are not made for windows. You know, most people put sheets up for windows, you know, hide, you know, so people don't see inside your house. So she had some blinds or something. She said, Daddy, do you know how much drape stuff costs? That costs a lot of money. She said, me and Ed, we're saving our money so we can get some nice window treatment covers and stuff like that. It costs a lot of money to do that. I said, I tell you what you do. Why don't you call Mr. Signorelli and just tell him to come on in there and put your drapes up, get your fabric out and all that kind of stuff, and we'll just take care of that for you. She looked at me like that. She went, oh, no, Daddy. You know how much one drape costs for one window? How many you got in there? Three? Two? Four.
Four. Glory to God. Bless God. Glory to God. So casual. He even has God saying it. When he... when he gives us one of his encounters with God, he actually has God saying, bless God. Dude, you're getting carried away.
She knows. Four. Praise God. Oh, Dad, that costs too much. I can't let you do that. Dad, that's a lot of money. I can't let you do that.
I just got to stop right here. Okay, there's a Bible verse. I know there's a Bible verse that talks about the seriousness. I'll let there be... okay, quick. I'll tell you what. Two tickets for the person who can figure out this Bible verse for me, because I can't find it right now. The Bible verse, it must be in 1 Timothy, I'm guessing. Let there be a seriousness about what you do. It's got to be 1 Timothy, but if you can find it, you get two tickets to the Sun's Purity event. 651-681-8255. 651-681-8255. If you can find that Bible verse that says that a preacher, or frankly a Christian, should have a seriousness about him, that life shouldn't just... Oh, I know another place where there is too. Ah, that isn't the one I was thinking. I'm thinking about James 4:8, chapter 4, verse 9, maybe, where God says, don't let there be... I think in the context, it's about repentance, that there shouldn't be frivolous and laughter of the ha-ha-ha, like, boy, isn't this just great, this Christian... No, there's weeping that happens with getting saved. But there's another place that where I'm sure Paul says, I think it's 1 Timothy, that there should be a seriousness about you. Oh, it's a proverb, too. Okay, now I'm remembering. Hey, Todd, did you ever think about prepping before you went on the air? There's a proverb that also talks about this that says, don't be just silly and stupid all the time. Now, there's nothing wrong with laughing. But life shouldn't just be one big ha-ha-ha type of, like you're Jerry Lewis, all the time. And that's what this guy is. There's something incredible, not credible, not believable about this fellow, because just the silliness, just the goofiness. I'm all for laughing, but come on. Titus 2:7. Let's see if we got a winner there with Titus 2:7. Yeah, any paging me? That's in the New Testament, right?
The right side of the book, yeah.
All right, here I go. Oopsie. Philippians, Colossians. Hebrews, by the way. If you struggle, if you kind of get confused around the 1 Timothy, 1 Thessalonians, Hebrews is your bookmark. That's the one that kind of separates the Timothys, the Thessalonians, the Timothys, and the Titus from the Papapas and the Jijijas, which is 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, 1st to 2nd Peter, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, Jude, and Revelation. I hope that helps. What was it, Titus 2? What? What?
Something.
You forgot? Titus 2. Oh, great. Now we have to read the whole chapter. Don't worry, it's a short one. But as for you, promote the kind of living that reflects right teaching. Teach the older men to exercise self-control.
I just looked at it and went, okay.
Yeah. Be worthy of respect and to live wisely. They must have strong faith and be filled with love and patience. Does that sound like this fellow to you? Does that sound like there's any sort of serious... I mean, there's just a credibility issue going on here. I think humor can be woven into a sermon. But not like a dipsy doodle. That's a Greek term.
I got my call and I went home. 2 years went by. Jody Ned came to the house and picked me up in her car. Now, they had one of those infinity cars. I think that's what it's called. I don't know. Infinity, something like that.
Yeah, you quit. Quit, Mr. Armani. Please. I've seen your wife, the preacher that we get to hear on when you're busy doing who knows what.
I'm living large because I'm supercharged.
Now, Miss Manola Blahnik or whatever those $1,500 shoes are, you don't know what an infinity is? Please, don't mock me.
I had never rode in the back of Jody's car. I sat in the front seat of the car, and I said, boy, Jody, this is a nice car. She said, you like it, Dad? I said, yeah, this is one nice car. She said, me and Ed going to drive this car till the wheels fall off. We think it's going to become a classic. We just like it. Now, they didn't have it, how long, Jody? About 2 years, I guess. So they had financing for 5 years or 4 years, whatever. I don't know.
I'm
riding in the back of the car. I said, Jody, how much money you owe on this car? Ed, how much you owe? And both of them kind of said, I don't know, $19,000, $20,000, you know. I said, well, who owns the mortgage on this car? And they said, this bank or this financial institution. So I said this from the back. I said, why don't you drive over to that bank over there and I'll just pay your car off.
Hold it! Did I hear that right? Just drive over to that bank, and I'll pay the $20,000 tab. Now, I know I can think of a Bible verse for that. I do believe they're all over 1 Peter. I do believe it's in Jude. I do believe that it's also in 1 Timothy. Ching, ching equals false teacher.
She said, let the Lord lead you, Daddy. Yeah, let the Lord, let the Lord lead you, Daddy.
Hold on, let's go back to Timothy, or to Titus, shall we? Titus chapter 2. But as for you, promote the kind of living that reflects right teaching. Teach the older men to exercise self-control.
Oh! What happened? What happened? She took the chokehold off. She couldn't be greedy about the car. She didn't ask me to pay off the car. Ed couldn't be greedy about the car. They didn't ask me. Yet her father is trying to be a blessing, but she can't receive it.
Ah, you see, God wants to be a blessing, but he can't do it because you can't receive it. In other words, you've got power to constrain God. Heresy. Now, the question is, where is all of this going? What is the point of all of this? Where is this really going? Well, it probably won't surprise you. Nonetheless, the punchline coming up next, False Teacher Tuesday, with our guest star, Jesse Duplantis. Wow! Talk the Walk on AM 980 KKM. I couldn't even get that one out, could I? How does he do that?
Years and years of throat
practice.
Surgery.
Nodes, that boy has nodes. Talk the Walk on AM 980 KKMS. More Spirited Talk Radio and Pete Bush in Traffic. So what's up with Jesse Duplantis? Why does he do all of this stuff? Let's hear the punchline of this false teacher. Here we go.
So I said, Jody, 10 minutes later, they owned the car and got the title deed.
He was talking about his daughter.
And then she said, hey, Daddy, is that rug and that curtain deal, is that still out there?
All right, so she's now able to receive blessings because she took the chokehold off of herself and allowed Daddy to give to her.
No, waiting for you to receive it.
Here we go.
God wrote that 2,000 years ago. When will you receive what God said you can have? When? How long does it take for you to get the chokehold off? When will we be healed from the top of our head to the soles of our feet? When will we be blessed in the city and blessed in the field? Blessed going in and blessed going out. The wealth of the sinner laid up for the just. The earth is the Lord's. All the gold and the silver belongs to God. We are an heir with the Father, a joint heir with Jesus Christ.
We're joint heirs. Let's go to that Bible verse real quick, shall we? Boy, I wish we could dive into this. This is Romans 8, verse 16. For his Holy Spirit speaks to us deep in our hearts and tells us that we are God's children. And since we are his children, we are joint heirs. For everything God gives to his Son, Christ, is ours too. Oh, wow, we do get everything. Oh, wait a second. Let me finish the verse. But if we are to share his glory, we must also share his suffering. Oh, forgot about that part, did you, Jesse? And Jesse goes on to say that if you want to have all kinds of blessings, you just, well, what you need to do is release the chokehold so that God can work his magic and be your servant and give you what you want. And guess what the best way is to do that? You can write out your checks to Jesse Duplantis Ministries, and God will give it to you shaken down, stirred up, pouring over. He just forgets about the suffering, the trials, the tribulation, and persecution to boot. False teacher Jesse Duplantis. Until tomorrow, go serve your king.